off.
Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Saturday edition, Psychic Love Doctor Show. Very happy to have you with us. We have those on Facebook who are on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page. They are watching us streaming live, and there's a chat area so we can communicate with them. If you're interested, please pop in over there. We've got some very nice people that join us as regulars. Also, of course, we have our blog talkers. Yeah. And you come to us from around the world. We just love that. Just goes to show how our emotions, our many of our experiences, our relationships are really unifiers for us all. You know, we may have different cultures, different languages, different ways of living our lives, but so much, as I've learned over 30 years, so much is really quite the same. So with that said, I'd like to remind everyone that we are using an ordinary deck of playing cards for the readings here. These are personal prophecy readings, as my grandmother taught them to me all those many years ago. I believe it was in 1981 or two, long time ago. And I have taken her principles and expanded them over the years. In 2008, O Books in London published my book, which is called The Message, Your Secrets in the Cards. And it gives lessons in the book if anybody would like to kind of play around with the deck of cards and see what you get. So also I'm going to use a full 24 card layout for each of our callers. And if we should turn to Facebook for, volunteers to get a reading, I am going to use a full layout, which is my preference. Others may, they may deal out one card, three card, five cards, whatever it is that is their preference. I would rather see the entire, let's call it the playing field of your life. It gives me a very good psychic / intuitive understanding about your life, where you've been, where you are now, and where you're headed into the future. So with all of that said, I'm now going to turn you over to Mr. Saturday Night himself, Jimbo.
It's Saturday Night. That's right.
Yeah.
Welcome, everybody. We want to remind you this show is for entertainment and educational and informational purposes. All three of that things all wrapped up in one show. Good times are to be had. Also want to remind you, if you are international, you must. Let us know, and we'll give you live international shout-outs, and that's on all platforms. Just let us know. Like, we have Dr. Priya in Sweden and Terry Sue's in the UK.
Dr. Priya is in the Netherlands.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That Sophia's in Sweden.
Yeah.
Shame on me. Well, thank you for the correction. Yeah, that is not the same country. Great continent, but not the right country. I wonder what I was right about. I don't remember what I said about her dream.
Maybe she'll remind us.
I have a bad memory. If it didn't happen, even if it happened 5 minutes ago, I might have already forgotten what I said. But you can do so. Here, international shout out to Suzanne in Scotland. She is in the land of the Scots. All right. 515-602-9676. Getting down to business now. That's the number to call in to get your free reading when you call in. I just like to say this because sometimes anomalies happen and nice to be prepared for them. If you call in, you should always, if the show hasn't started, you should hear music. If the show has started, you should hear the show. If you'll hear silence, something went wrong. Hang up, call again. Same thing happens. Maybe give us a couple minutes. Might have had to reboot the show.
Yeah.
Or silence, not good in this one case, okay? You should always hear music or show. Not both. That would be weird, too. But that would be a glitch. So, oh, that would be reoccurring, I guess. I meant stop that it was going to. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, though, that's what I would expect.
Somebody left.
Yeah. Easy come, easy go. And they're back.
Oh, boy.
All right. Let's see. Facebookers, Deb, kind of touch on a little bit. If we get the opportunity, and a chance we will, especially on these weekend shows, we can kind of push the end time out a little bit if we can. We'll make time for you, but you just got to be patient, sit tight for that moment to happen, and we cannot give you even a time frame. We cannot make any promises.
Can I say something real quick to Catherine?
Sure.
You won't get angry with me. Catherine, there's a new hair style out now called the octopus. Remember, this one's called the jellyfish, and mine is modified. I'm not wearing that. I'm sure you've seen it maybe out and around. It's long, straight hair, and then it's got that poof of a jellyfish. No. So mine is more modified, but you ought to see the octopus. Gonna have to look that one up on Google. So I wanted to say thank you very much. And Terry Sue, thank you. No, you got to see me in the morning when I first get up there, Terry Sue. Tell her, verify this. My hair's like, whoo.
I never thought it was that bad, but I believe yeah. you women are your own worst critics. So that's just the way it is.
All right, well, anyway.
I guarantee that if it wasn't invented by, it was created for, a mirror had to have been invented or created specifically for a woman.
Think so?
The guys don't give that much of a shit.
Maybe back in the day they were primpers.
I don't think they cared
primping,
that much.
You know.
I don't think guys were. I think it was mainly for the chickas, like it is today, mostly. I mean, I'm just saying. All right. That sound from anybody is getting a reading, no matter what the platform is. That is the sound of harps. Angels play harps and all that other happy horse poo-poo. Big deal is that your reading is over. It's over. It's over. That's that. Those harps might as well say, over, readings done, and then I will give you a angel card reading. One single card, quickie, in 2 days, tonight's, it is the Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle card. So I will give you one card from Mr. Michael before we move on to the next person. And we have people, the people is here. What are you doing?
I lost an earring.
Well, I didn't take it.
All right, well, I'll take them both. The other one out now, too. All right.
I don't know how you do that. Those are danglers, too. You should be find that pretty easy once the show's over.
Yeah.
Between here, you know, like three different paths.
That's right. We were out in public. That's a whole different story.
That is a whole different story.
Remember when I put my phone in the empty popcorn?
Ultimately in the trash at the movie theater.
Yeah, that's what you want to do.
That's where you want to put your phone. You have to go back and go dumpster diving.
Well, thank you. You know what I use to make it shine? Oh, I can't think of the word, but that's...
Man juice.
No, it's that shiny stuff that comes in a can.
Crisco.
A hairdresser sold it to me.
Okay.
I just can't come up with the name.
Lard.
Huh?
I'm just throwing words out there.
Oh, yes. Pirate Gab.
That's true. You can have one earring.
I could.
You didn't need to shed it, but it's shed. The shedding has occurred, so let it lay. Let it lay and be happy by itself. All right. I believe, let's see where we're going, folks. Bump, bump, bump.
Oh, yeah, Tracy, let's leave it in and get an eye patch. Yeah.
Right, you know, pirates.
I don't think women weren't they the, what did they call
no,
them,
there
the
was,
wenches?
No,
the,
there were some females. There were some female pirates. Oh, yes, indeed. Not obviously a ton of them, but there were. Yep.
You're dying? Catherine's dying.
Well, hell, once you're born, you're dying.
Well, we're glad you survived your tornado the other day.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, we were concerned.
Obviously, it didn't touch down on her casa. I don't think she'd have power and internet, and even maybe would probably have been condemned still. So that's a good thing. Shall we do so? Let us do. Caller number one, 203 is in the state of Connecticut. 203, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello. Michelle here.
Hi, Michelle.
It is Michelle.
Hello. I sort of half gave notice. Well, at least I said I can no longer work for this group I'm working for, and I didn't want to mention it, but three times in the email I said they're making me extremely sick. I'm extremely sick. I'm extremely sick. And I was. I really was. They're killing me. And I didn't even want to mention that, but, you know, there it was. I said I cannot deal with this anymore. They're trying to keep me down and keep me from going to the other job where I can be a lead on the team. Instead, they want me to do grunt work for them. And the guy is preventing me.
Can he do that?
I don't know. We'll see what happens on Monday, because I only saw this on Saturday, this morning, and I wrote the emails this morning and copied HR and everything.
HR.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yes, you are going to. Is that where you would like your question to go?
That's what I think.
I just want to see what's happening to me next week.
Yeah. That's a very good question. You sent an email that nobody has read yet, but they're going to read it probably bright and early, B&E, Monday morning.
There might be some fanatical people that check their email.
There might be. Right. I don't know. HR folks are pretty Monday through Friday-ish, so
yeah.
I don't think they're jumping in. Yeah, those folks aren't going to go work any kind of outside the hours unless there's I don't know. They're not. It'd be some crazy stuff if those folks worked any time outside normal hours.
So, Michelle, clarify for me. Are you reaching beyond your boss's head, so to speak? Are you going above him?
No.
No?
Nope. What I did was I copied my old boss, who's technically still in administratively my current boss, and I just copied HR. And I said, you know,
HR.
This is a flimsy lie, flimsy excuse for trying to keep me down, you know, what you're trying to say, and I can't take this anymore.
Well, I want to tell you something here.
It's good that you do that.
It's under sure to come true, and you all know I love that designation very much in the cards. This is going to get straightened out ASAP over there, because this is not going to be looked at kindly. I think that this man that's doing that is going to get spoken to.
I would think so.
Probably not within earshot, but you know what?
It's not professional to do that in front of other people.
They're going to mention that really nasty two-word phrase.
You're fired?
Sexual harassment.
Oh, okay.
Gender discrimination.
Are they?
Yes.
Are they?
And you won't be, you're not going to be there for that particular discussion. They're just going to be intel gathering, HR and all that, when this goes down. But I'll tell you what, I see you ending up where it is you believe you should be. So, and it looks like it's coming very quickly.
I mean, you CC'd HR. Everybody knows that Big Brother now just got invited. So, yep. Everybody knows Big Brother.
And don't think he's going to take this lightly. he's going to be really
typical. If he cares about his job.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. And his standing.
Well, I hope to never speak to him again. Whether I'm working there or not, I am done. And he thinks I'm a nice, mild, you know, girl. Sure, I speak up. I do. But ultimately, I'm really nice, and I'll do whatever they want. You want me to do something impossible? There it is. It's already done, and it's ahead of time. So, but he thinks he can walk all over me and literally treat me like a slave. Because if I were a guy and I were such a golden child, which, like you're starting to say, they would treat me, you know, give me the red carpet. They wouldn't treat me like a slave that nobody else can get at. She belongs to me and only me, and we're going to keep her working, 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 working. You know, it's terrible.
No, we're proud of you, Michelle. This is you taking a very firm stand, and there are going to be, we'll call them reparations that are going to be made to you through this, because it's not right at all. HR do that.
That's why, yeah. When you CC at HR, so they're gonna
step
in. And
you're exactly right. If you were male, it would be a whole different thing. But the fact that you are female, you are being
it could be perceived.
Yeah,
it
very
could be perceived.
Much so.
It could be perceived as this guy doesn't like female coworkers. That could be perceived as that. And HR is like, yeah, you got to shut that down, because that could equal lawsuits. You better shut that down. HR is going to tell those boys.
Yeah.
They're going to meet amongst themselves even before they talk to either of you. HR is going to say, you better shut that shit down. Because if you don't find a way to put this to bed, you could cost the company lots of money.
And Michelle and I have discussed that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
We did.
This is going to be rectified in a hurry. So this card of Quid Three Clubs means that event is coming very swiftly at you, and it's going to be in a very positive way. And
It should be. You're not making like outlandish accusations that aren't true. So it should be. And if it doesn't even have to be a super good company, but if it's a company that cares about not getting in big trouble, they're gonna want to put it down like a rabbit.
They actually have another woman that's leaving for the same reason.
Uh-oh, that's not
good. And they did the same thing to her. And she's now leaving. Well, she's afraid of being fired, so I told her what to do, because she doesn't want to go back anyway. I said, negotiate your exit. You don't need a lawyer. You negotiate your exit. Don't let them fire you. Unless you want to stay, and then we'll negotiate your return. But I could use a little severance
for my inconvenience.
Yeah.
Do you mind telling
us
what her infraction was?
Not infraction. She's in her scenario. She was having somebody.
Well, she had said that the woman used some kind of swear word. If I remember right,
she did. She did. But the thing is that. You know how you get angry at the wrong moment to maybe the wrong person? They have pushed her to the point of insanity. And she let out a fuck you when somebody
All right.
No, hey, this is not rated G.
Oh, good. Okay. I should know that by now. I should know that.
Yeah, because we never swear about ever.
And her big thing was, I'm not invited to meetings. They're keeping information from me. I go on vacation. My job is gone. They gave it to some male. This does not happen to men. It doesn't.
No,
they just disregard her.
You and the other woman could work in tandem with that HR department. What's done now.
But she's already negotiated her thing. So
I thought she said she still has to negotiate her.
Oh, I thought she had negotiated. Well, anyway, I got you.
I told her how to negotiate it.
Well, now, does she really want to leave?
It's not the same guy, is it?
No, it's not the same guy. But she's... She's so diminished.
Well, it's not
she
like
wants
you
to.
You guys aren't.
Yeah, it's a different, whole different long story.
You aren't creating umbrellas over there. This isn't like, you know, some fly-by-night company. You know, people are that replaceable. I know you do something that's very, well, like you had said, Jim, today. Jim made.
I said about 100,000 things today. Which one was it?
He's made a funny remark.
What was it?
We were looking at those little tiny, they have miniature, little, like, toaster ovens now. They're miniature.
Yeah.
And I said to you, gee, couldn't you have that at your desk? They have miniature crock pots.
Oh.
And you said.
Well, it depends. I said a whole bunch of things on that subject because we laughed about that the whole time.
You said, what is the paperwork you do? Or you guys are.
We do nuclear type work, so they trust us to do nuclear work, but I can't handle a frickin' hot plate on my desk or something like that, you know. I'm not adult enough to be able to have
you
a coffee pot in place. My cubicle. Can't have a coffee pot in my cubicle. Right. But we engineer nuclear work, but yeah, we trust you with that. But no, you can't have a crock pot in your cube. It's got to be in the kitchen because you might start a fire in your cube. You know,
but you could also radiate a whole bunch of people.
You know, I'll tell you what. You'd have a hard time starting a fire with a crock pot. You would have the hardest time on this planet. You would have to spend hours figuring out the right combination of combustibles because that heat only gets so hot.
But remember.
So you'd have to basically introduce some high-octane stuff, some actual real gasoline.
Remember,
those Boston
Marathon terrorists.
That's a pressure cooker. That's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
Pressure cookers are. Those things are scary. Well, my mom used to do that canning, and I used to see that thing that it's pressurized and it's venting steam going. Even as a kid, I know. You know, that is almost like a bomb waiting to blow up, and that little thing on top is the only thing that's keeping that thing from exploding.
It is.
It's releasing pressure.
And if you've ever seen a picture,
it's like, I'm not hanging out in this freaking kitchen while she's canning.
One of those things blowing up. Ooh.
Oh yeah, no. I was like, oh no, I'm not hanging out in this kitchen. I do not like that whole thing. I was young enough to know, like, I understand pressure. And that's pressurized steam and water. And if that thing blows, well that's not going to feel good to get all that freaking very high temperature water on our bodies.
Well, Michelle, you're going to win this battle. And possibly could even be the war. So
holy guacamole,
nice.
Win a war. All right, here we go, Michelle. Your Archangel Michael card. Your prayers are being answered is the subject. Michael says, your prayers are being received by the divine. Answers will come soon, although perhaps in forms you didn't expect. Because sometimes we wish we could pray and then actually have a voice say, hey, it's going to be, your prayers are going to get answered, but it might not, the answer might not be in a physical form that you expect. But hey, the bottom line, as long as it gets answered, that's all that matters. A good answer.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
And that's not right. So I'm glad you called in.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we could take another look at this.
Absolutely. And
thank you.
Now you're committed to have to tell us about how this turns out.
I will.
It's like telling somebody a story and then it's like telling a joke and then like telling somebody a story and then it's like, oh, here comes the good ending. No, I'm not gonna call you back and tell you the ending. So no, you got to keep in touch anyway. We like you calling anyway, but we're invested a little bit.
Thank
yeah.
you.
And
thank
I think
you
sound like you played your cards perfectly, magnificently.
Oh, I think so too.
Magnificently.
Well, good for you.
Well played, madame.
All right. Take care. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you, B, for being caller numero uno. I don't think I got my international shout out to Virgil, did I?
I do not believe so.
Oh, Virgil, here's your international shout out.
I was going to bring up about Peggy
Sue. Peggy
Sue. Sherry Sue. She had an update she shared here.
Okay.
She said she finally had a response from the government. Yeah.
On what? I said I don't remember.
And they have accepted her situation.
What is it?
She'll tell us.
I didn't know. I don't know.
And they are putting it forward to the House of Commons, and she's shocked. Is that like our Supreme Court? House of Commons?
I don't know. I thought it was more like a Congress.
Or is it Congress?
I thought it was a branch of Congress.
And can you tell us, in some kind of terms,
And if not, you don't have to. I thought maybe you guys had some kind of super secret need to know conversation. That's why. And like that would only mean something to you. Sometimes sometimes she has these super secret women conversations and men don't have the MTK babies and they need to know. So are you ready for another caller? Because she doesn't appear that you are.
Well, sometimes it's nice to get a little breather between them. So I wanted Terry to answer.
Oh, okay. Well, she didn't, Dev.
She did not. Well, she is she's chastising Virgil for burning his chicken with his chicken.
Well, I still think that he choked it.
You gotta play nice with the chicken.
Well, and apparently he said he didn't read the label that it was pre-cooked.
Well, you could usually tell, but you know.
Oh my God! Well, yeah, I don't know how it was wrapped.
You guys are just learning.
No. If you can't tell a pre-cooked chicken. And maybe you didn't touch it. Maybe it was sealed or something, yeah. Tinfoil that I can see. But if you actually put your hands on that damn thing and you thought it was never cooked.
Was it rotisserie?
Then you might only want to eat Hot Pockets for the rest of your life.
If they know what those
are. If they have microwave shit that you can't screw up.
Okay, Terry Sue says, it's a government debate room where they discuss issues that the public bring up and see what they can do to improve things. And it was about carers allowance. You know, caregiver?
Okay. Yeah. Remember, they're UK. It's a whole different set of laws.
She says, and this is good. We need to learn this. It was an issue because the north of the country gets a lot more help than we do south of the border. Makes it sound like you're in Mexico, you know.
Hey, we all got borders. Sometimes they're oceans, but there are borders nonetheless, I say.
And I was like, hang on, we are one country. Damn straight you are. And I love how they like to put all this division in things. We got that here, too. And Catherine says, I thought Virgil liked playing with choking chickens. That was a stretch, but it's still pretty funny. And Tim, you said, I think he is a master chicken choker. Boy, Virgil,
all right.
You can't stand the heat. You and the chicken get out of the kitchen.
Area code 703 in our very own Commonwealth of Virginia, 703. Ooh, welcome.
Yay. Come on.
Hear me.
Hello.
Good to hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
We can indeed.
How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I'm at a concert out here downtown Leesburg, Ashburn, actually. They're having like a concert thing.
Concert thing.
Concert down in One Loudon. So I had to go inside one of the ice cream places. Anyway, so I wanted to know, I had my interview yesterday, and I thought it went fabulous. So I want to know what you think.
Okay. Is this to go back where you used to work?
Yeah, it's still Long and Foster, but it's Long and Foster, but the other one it's under the umbrella of Long and Foster. Yeah, the old company.
Well, give me a little something about the interview. Were they impressed?
I think so. The fact that I worked for 3 real estate offices before this, and I worked for Long and Foster in the past, and I knew, you know, about the contracts and what to be done and, you know, and how to support the agents and all that, because I've done it for 3 different offices.
Oh, gosh, you had to come in there, you know, like go pure golden.
Yeah.
Like they ordered you from Amazon, because they probably got a lot of people that don't, you know, some people just go interview. They don't have a clue. They can see, oh, boy, we're going to have to train this one. If we hire this one, and then in comes you, like,
right.
Say that grace, yeah. So when are they letting people know?
I guess in a couple weeks or so, because the girl who has the job now is moving to Annapolis to be the nanny for the grandkids. We're actually going on vacation, so I guess in the next couple weeks.
Sounds like she's going to work for a Navy family. in Annapolis.
No. She's gonna go. No. She's gonna. She has a grandkid. She's gonna go be the nanny for the grandkid.
Yeah.
She's gonna be a grandma, yeah. Be the nanny of the grandkids.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, if you don't get this, there's something wrong. Something just entirely wrong.
Time for a new deck of cards?
And I'm starting to wonder, but you know what?
I was kidding, actually.
I've gone out at night and actually bought a new deck. They don't change. It's always the same.
Well, and that would make sense, right? If yes. Okay, but anyway, back to you.
So I really think that I think you're going to get good news, but I don't want to set you up for a fall, all right? As time goes by, when you call us, we should still keep checking on this.
Yes, I'm using this. I have a good shot.
Oh, I think you've got a hell of a good shot. Yes. So if I were you, I would manifest that you want that job very much. Okay.
Yeah, I can see myself working in the office as I'm visualizing in the interview, visualize sitting there.
Well, good. Was it a guy?
I know it was two women.
Oh, two women.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm asking because neither one of them is figuring. Is there somebody else that's going to look at you?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, my old boss in La Capasa was a guy, so maybe that's it. I don't know.
If they check with him, he's going to give you flying colors. Okay, that's a guy who really thinks the world of you. Holds you in very high personal esteem. And it wasn't your fault that you got laid off, right?
No, yeah. It was not. The mortgage rates went up and they downsized, and I was the lucky one, unfortunately.
Well, remember, I see
But he knows. He knows I want to go work in a real estate office.
That's what you like, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think you're going to get your wish. Yes, I do. Oh, watch out. Your daughter-in-law's got some nasty words to say to you, and it's going to really get your back up. I saw her. Yeah? And how was she?
The kids came over last weekend, and she was like, oh, it's nice to see you, blah, 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 and I gave her a birthday present, but I think she's being fake in front of Stephen.
Oh, yeah, she's fake. She's very fake, and I don't think you're winning any points. And it doesn't seem like your son is going to rock the boat. You know, a lot of times these new wives put their new husbands in a terrible position. It's like, you pick me and kick your mom to the, you know, to the curb. Or if you pick your mom, I'm heading out. And that's so wrong. You know, a son loves his mother.
Yeah, children can be brainwashed depending on their age.
I just don't understand why they see it as a threat. But anyway, on the good side.
I don't know. I invited her to go to brunch, and she says, could Stephen go too? I said, well, I guess so, but I really just wanted to do it with you. So I wanted to have that conversation while you asked me over.
Did you ask her?
No, I told her, I would really just prefer to go with you, but if you want to have Stephen come, that's fine, because I'll tell the both of you. But
okay.
I haven't heard back.
Okay. Well, she might be smart enough in the sense to smell an ambush coming.
Mm.
So we'll see. We will see.
Shall I?
All right, yeah.
Right, Andrea. Here is your Archangel Michael Oracle card. Subject is prioritize self-care. You do so much for others, it's time for you to experience the love you deserve and let others help you.
Oh, awesome.
So everybody needs that. I don't know if it doesn't necessarily pertain to all the job stuff, but in other words, big picture, I say is make sure you give yourself you time.
Oh,
recreational you time. Yeah.
You'll feel better, too.
Yeah, I'm having my test on Wednesday, so we'll see what happens.
All right. Sounds good.
Awesomeness.
Well,
all right. Okay.
All right. Take care.
I will. All right. Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye.
I can't imagine these interviews that she goes on, Andrea. She has such enthusiasm and seems so earnest. Plus, she's got the maturity. It just seems odd that it's so hard. Well, she's not the only one. There's a lot of them out there.
Well, I mean, plus she has standards.
Mm-hmm.
She's not. She has a job, so she's not desperate.
She's working in hell, the poor thing.
She's working in hell, but I'm just saying, as far as paying bills, she's not desperate, so she can actually make sure that the next one's not going to be another hell job. That's what she wants to do.
Oh, for sure.
So and that's smart. And plus, there's a lot of people crammed in that area up there and a lot of different types of jobs and stuff. So I'm sure the market's very fluid, very dynamic. And,
well, you'd think,
I mean, well, good and bad. That could be good and bad. One minute there's a whole bunch of openings, and next somebody sneezes, all the openings have been filled. I bet it's very, 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 very. All right, what do you say, Deb? What do you want to do? Deb, you want to take another call? We got lots of callers.
We got
plenty of callers. We have callers galore. Actually, we've done two, and typically that's our third one. What are you trying to do?
I would like, can I pick one?
Well, actually.
Or you pick it.
Well, this would be the next logical one there.
Yes, right there. We'll just say, Lisa, hang 10. We'll be with you.
Hang 10 like you're on a surfboard.
Yeah.
That's right. All right, let's go to New York. New York 347. Welcome
to
the show.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hi, Deborah. Hi, Jimbo.
Welcome.
Hi there.
Hi, this is Tamika. How are you?
Tamika, we're doing pretty okay. How are things good for you?
Doing okay, good. Thank you.
Okay. What can we do for you this evening?
I wanted to ask you about someone. I've been talking to a friend. His name is Andrew. He's someone that I've spoken to briefly here and there online throughout the years. I know of him. And now that I'm down here, kind of like closer to him, like in the same state as him, we've been talking a lot over the last couple of days, maybe talking about meeting. So I'm just wondering what you see with him, if you see any potential here for like something real, or if he's a player, or what you see going on.
Absolutely a wonderful question.
Maybe yes.
We'll cut right to the chase.
Yeah, that is actually a really good thing, so you can get like a preview. Previews
are
good.
Potential.
Yep, potential. It's just good to know.
If
wishes they could get inside the preview. You know, if you're a billionaire, you'd hire some private detectives to check on people, but
I think the cards, though, can get right to it.
Well, exactly.
What's going to develop, if anything.
If anything, and if you see any issues, you can throw them out there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the cards are going down. A lot of stuff going on here. A lot of stuff tonight. Busy Saturday night. We like that. I mean, both here on Blog Talk and Facebook, a lot of stuff. Hustle and bustle here.
That's good.
You are actually in New York, right? You're not one of the transplanted keep your area code people, right?
No, I actually am, but I'm currently. Yeah.
Okay, that's why I always ask, because I remember when they made that big transition many years ago. You can keep your area code. Everybody freaked. They loved it, but you never used to be able to do that way back in the day. That's cool.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah, go ahead and finish.
I was just telling Jimbo, I don't know if I'm going to stay here. I'm pretty new to here, so who knows.
I got you. Well, you know, it's good to check things out, and if you don't like it, you say, well, check it out.
Yeah.
Tamika, there's a little too much wildlife in Florida for me.
Depends on where you live.
I don't know if I can ever relax.
They got redneck areas. That's one thing about Florida. It's got a little bit of everything.
Gosh, yeah. I've been watching.
Depending on where you live in Florida, you can have total redneck yeehaw.
And people just grab the tail of the alligator, pull it out from under their car, and I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. It's insane what's going on down there. Well, anyway, for you, I do feel the two of you are going to meet. I see the two of you sharing a couple of drinks together. Okay. No, he's still trying to figure you out. And you're probably trying to figure him out, too.
Mm-hmm.
Make him work for it, bottom line. Make mm-hmm. him work to get, in, you know, off the square one with you. I don't even know what they call it anymore. But I see that he has had a lot of, oh, what do we want to call these girls? He either...
Sluts?
Yeah.
I don't know. Actually, I was so busy when you say that, I just throw words out.
He's had easy ones, but he's really interested in one who isn't. And that's what you could be for him. So take it slow with him. You don't have to rush into anything. But I think he'll turn out to be good company for you. I see him right here. He's very much looking at you, which always indicates interest, attention. So, yeah, and I'm not seeing here any potential for him to cause you any pain, you know, like buy to you, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I don't see that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think he could be a really nice date for you.
Okay.
You know what? I see some money coming to you. But if you're mm-hmm. thinking of heading back north, that's where it could likely be. Like mm-hmm. through a different job. So you really want to go back to the snow and the ice and the blizzards?
No, I don't think I necessarily want to go back to New York. I'm not sure where else I want to be yet. It would be great if I met someone and had a reason to stay here. I am looking for something long-term and real that will last. So that's why I was wondering if this will turn into that, you know?
I think it very likely could, but don't rush anything. Sometimes rushing can ruin a good thing.
Yes, crazy Russians.
So anyway, Jim's got a card for you.
I do, after that bad joke. Here we go. Archangel Michael card is Have No Fear as a subject. Fear is a trap of the ego. This is Michael speaking. Allow me to use my sword of light to free you from the disquieting feelings holding you back.
So,
a lot of
fear,
and that's easier said than done, but yeah, we're human. We fear a lot of stuff.
Now, if you actually put it out there that you're looking for a man to build a life with, somebody that you would not mind relocating elsewhere with, you know, a military man could be right up your alley. Somebody who's,
That's true.
Yeah, because they move around a lot and you get your own personal time when they have to go to training. By the way, I was going to remind me later regarding Army training.
Army training, sir.
Does he want something, like, serious in his life, or is he, like, settled and fine with the way it is and doesn't want to change it? Because he's a little bit older, and he has his own space and his own place, and his little life is already, like, set down here. So, you know, it's like, I don't know if he wants, like, a casual thing or if he really wants, like, a real, you know, I don't know, marriage or partner.
Sure. I think he does, but he's just tired. And this is crazy. There's such a dichotomy here between... Guys like to have a good time, you know, they like to pick somebody up, go home with them, but it sure as hell isn't going to be the one they want to make a life with. Part of me doesn't really understand that. You'll go off with the hose, but
why doesn't that make any sense?
I don't know. It just strikes me as why these women don't have any self-respect, for one thing.
I can't speak.
Yeah.
I'm just, recreation is recreation. There's nothing wrong with recreation.
I guess, but even you've said you wouldn't want to get, seriously involved with somebody who had slept around with 100 guys.
Well, of course not with 100 guys, yeah. I mean, come on, especially if you're not 14. If you're in your 40s and you're dating, you're not dating a virgin. She's been around the block. She knows how to work her way around a meat whistle in her 40s, unless she just dropped out of the frickin' nun world or something. So you just don't ask. You don't want to know that stuff. You just assume, hey, we're both in our 40s or even in your 30s and say, yeah, we've been around the genital tract of the opposite sex, so we're not.
Oh my gosh, that is so romantic.
It's life. Why not? Get away from Lifetime Network. Get away from your Remember back in the day before there was just people. Chicks read those little Harlequin novels or whatever.
Yes, they were.
Because there was no network out there for you. There was no Oprah Winfrey Network or frickin' Lifetime Network or something like that. You had your novels or you had to watch regular TV with everybody else.
While you guys were changing off transmissions in cars, we were reading a, you know, fantasy life about the future. So we were worlds apart. But anyway, for Tamika, yes, I think this guy is at a point where he's becoming ripe for picking. And he will turn into a great dating companion, but make him work for it.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. I'll keep you posted. Thank you.
Yeah, you do. Take care.
It's kind of funny. It's kind of funny. Women like to use the work for it.
Meaning don't give it away. Make, you know, it's like.
But then you do eventually give it away. So he should have to, he should, instead of just, he should have to climb halfway up Mount Everest before he gets the pan, the poon-poon that he could have got without climbing up. By the way, the poon-poon's been gotten.
Poon-poon.
Poon-poon. I'm just, you could, we could go through the million different euphemisms on that, you know, I'm just saying. Make him work for it.
You know what? Well, why not? Because men are pursuers by nature, and women are nurturers, and nesters, and you know, bring life.
Then why are you even like known as some of the people that are in the oldest profession on this earth?
Good
prostitution.
If you think about
that's
it.
Not very nurturing, is it?
No, but I think when you read back through history,
I guess because you had to eat food.
They had, yeah, people will work to eat.
And you weren't allowed to work in blacksmith. They didn't allow you women to work, so that's the only thing you could do back then.
So you just sold your body.
You couldn't write books. You couldn't be in government. Back when we're going way back for that, you know, for that stuff.
Yeah, couldn't vote. Couldn't.
Yeah, you couldn't become. You couldn't be an apprentice and be a blacksmith because that's not what women do. Yeah, I got you.
So yeah, that's the thing though. Men have that pursuing nature that if you just kind of throw it out there to him, he doesn't have to pursue anything. And yet sometimes it works out, okay? Maybe I am a little bit old school.
Meh. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with not being a hoa. A hoa, like Dice would say. All right, shall we, shall we?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Oh. Oh, there she is.
Hello, you guys.
She's been holding for approximately 1 hour.
Oh, my gosh, Lisa.
I learn a lot about it's multi-layered education as I'm waiting.
That's right. Lots of onions going around here.
Well, thank you. I take that as a compliment.
Yeah, she did call us.
It's huge. I love it. I delight in the whole thing. Yeah. The whole enchilada.
Bring us up to date.
Well, I haven't really talked to him at all. He's been out in the laundry room making noise when he's there, but I don't go out to talk to him. And there were some explosions right now out in the backyard area. So I ran out there. I didn't see anything. It might have been somebody setting off fireworks. I don't know. So then I walked around the place. I didn't see anyone. It happened two different times. So then I called him, and he answered in his voice when he's pissed at me. And I said, did you hear the explosions? He said, yeah, like it was no big deal. And I said, well, he said, I wouldn't worry about it. He said, it's probably, you know, whatever. What do you call that stuff? Fireworks or whatever. I said, okay, I'm hanging up now. I said, I'm outside. I'm hanging up. And I came back in. I did make a dinner for me, and it's a dinner that I typically share with him. I'm debating in my head, should I share some of it? It's
an idea in my head, but, you know, I would just put it in the laundry room for him. But, you know, last night, what I did yesterday is I dressed and went out and had a pleasant, very pleasant time. I went to three different, I was so exhausted, but I went to three different places. The last place was my friend who owns his own place out in the country. It's so sweet. He told me to come back on Sunday. They were going to have someone playing there. The first place I went to was so fun. It was a new discovery for me, and they were a nice group of people. They were so cute and charming. And then the middle place was it was okay. No big shakes. But, you know, it was all pleasant. It was just very pleasant. And so I was going to go out today because there was someone, a group that's playing that's just phenomenal music, but I'm so exhausted. I got the COVID shot yesterday, too. So I don't know if it's that or I just didn't go to sleep on time or whatever. I wasn't out that late. But I made a big stink, you know, when I left. I slammed the door. He slams the door when he leaves. So I slammed the door when I left, announcing that I was leaving.
Wow.
And took off. So I don't know, Deb. I don't know.
And he's with the Flaccid Sultan tonight or no?
You know, I don't think he left at all today. Hmm. I don't think because I was doing laundry. And I had to hang some stuff outside, and I seemed, unless he left when I wasn't aware, but it seemed like he was there all day today.
Wow.
It appeared. I don't know.
We had something to do Saturday night.
So he doesn't have a vehicle right now still.
You got the vehicle.
Well, he ordered it.
Delivered yet?
It's coming in. He chose the vehicle finally.
But it hasn't arrived or been delivered yet?
Not yet. Okay. It should be coming day now.
Wow, that's cool.
That will really change things between us for sure.
Or not. I mean, you're right. It does leave a different path. That's one. But you guys had two vehicles before, and you still spend a lot of time together. So, Deb's doing the cars.
After the accident.
Right. I got you that there's some kind of different dynamic going on right now. But
yeah, after the accident, we were kind of joined at the hip and
right.
doing so, errands.
And that probably was actually good for both of you. But, all right, Deb, what do you got, cards?
Oh, my God,
she says.
You know, I often wonder if some men have, like, a cute little guinea pig on a wheel in their head, going like this on a wheel going around. Because, okay, he has jumped to the conclusion now that you aren't his friend anymore, okay? You are running around with, everybody in town wants to sleep with you. And also that he can't trust you anymore. Now, this man is a conclusion leaper, you know.
God.
Now, that's right now, and that changes as time goes on. In my book, I talk about the evolution of emotion.
I thought maybe your record had stuck, you know, skipped.
No. And if you look at it as a clock, like up on the wall, all right, you two, when you are unified and you are together and you're on the same path, you're at, we'll say noon. Okay, 12 noon. All right. But then as you start moving down, there's going to be some conflicts emotionally. You start to drift a little bit away, the two of you. Normally, you two have been making up pretty fast. This doesn't seem like you did from yesterday. Okay. And when you start moving down the side of the clock, you know, the right where 1, 2, 3, 4 and all of that is, you are actually reaching the point of being the furthest away from each other, which is around 3 to 4 o'clock. Then you get to 6 o'clock. And I think that tomorrow he's going to be at 6 o'clock, which means he's going to start to feel the absence of you. Now, this might go faster. This could get cleared up tonight by the time you get home. But I'm just giving you the example of how emotion evolves, like love, hurt, you know, caring for people, resentfulness, etc. Now, when you're at 6 o'clock, this is when he's starting to feel your absence. 7 o'clock, oh, this is when he starts to think about all the good times he used to have. 8 o'clock, some more. 9 o'clock, he starts missing you a lot. And by the time he starts heading toward midnight, this is when he's at, say, 10, 11. This is when he's most susceptible to reconciling with you, to fixing things, for saying, I'm sorry, and meaning it, that kind of thing. So it's kind of a rough theory that my grandma had. She was the one that told me about how emotions evolve. And one thing she used to say is, now you said fuck you to him, didn't you, the other day?
Twice she said.
Yeah, fuck you.
Or fuck off.
No,
fuck.
I said it on the radio show. I didn't say it to him.
Oh, I thought
you really implied that you told
him
twice.
Yeah,
you did.
What did I
say? She grew temporary balls. She didn't grow real balls. She had temporary balls.
And I forgot now where I was going to go with that.
Well, anyway, go ahead.
I don't know. I've lost my...
We got a train. We got a thought train derailment here, folks. Stand by.
Oh, here.
No, if I were to say fuck...
I got it. Even if you were to say, God, I hate you. I hate you. And slam that door and off you went. Grandma used to say that hate is the closest thing to love because it gets every part of your fiber involved. If you were to say instead, I don't really give a shit what you do. I don't care. Do whatever you want. That's indifference. And that's way far away from.
It is, but women say I don't care a lot of times, and they don't mean that.
Well, you've got to understand our code.
I don't care. Go do what you want to do.
Yeah.
That's not what they mean. They mean, God help you if you do what you want to do. Your life may, if you're married or significant, be together. And she goes, I don't care. Do what you want to do.
We're setting
Think
a
about
trap.
Your next step clearly.
Yeah, it's a trap.
Very clearly. Whatever you decide when a woman says that to you, that's in part of your life. I don't care. Do what you want to do. You better think, what are the consequences that are about to happen? Oh, my goodness. That's some serious shit when she says, I don't care. Somebody that's that really close to you. Somebody you don't know that you're like, eh. Somebody that you're like living
now
with or seeing another and
they say,
I don't care.
That's not real indifference or, yeah.
Right. I'm just saying, but if you like live with somebody committed and married or whatever, they say, do what you want. I don't care what you do tomorrow. That's not what they mean.
And Lisa, with you being exhausted all of the time, I think it might be emotional exhaustion from all. You can never read this man. You know, it's like
yeah.
I told you,
yeah.
Coming home as a kid from school, I didn't know who was going to be behind that door. A mother who might actually be like, hello, come on in. Would you like a snack? Or the shrew that lived there most of the time. Get your ass in here and start doing your chores, that kind of thing. So
yeah.
You don't know who's, you call over there, you don't know who's answering, and the way he answered you, you didn't deserve that. I think he's a spoiler.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I got a question.
Yeah.
No, I have a question. You were about to say something when Deb got her train back. I thought you said, if I would have told him,
fuck you,
then what would have happened?
Oh, no, I've never done that with him because...
You were about to say, though, what would have, you were about to tell us if I had, and then you got interrupted.
No, he's not the type of personality that you could say that to without...
What?
And there's no physical violence. It's just...
Doesn't need to
You
should be able to tell
that,
anybody
that would
fuck
be,
off, and they should have to live with it. It's words. You should be afraid to tell somebody to fuck off.
Oh, no. You know, I could certainly do that in so many words. You know, go jump off a lake or whatever, short pier or whatever. But I just say, look, I feel this way. I feel really pissed right now, and I just don't want to deal with this. Or let's move on. You know, I don't want to talk about this anymore. You know, this is pissing me off, or you're annoying me, I'll say. But I don't.
What would happen if you just did discuss it? Because avoidance often doesn't really help.
The moving away?
Yeah, to just say, we're not going to talk about this. I'm pissed off, and so she's just going to stuff it for now, and they're going to avoid that.
They did threaten each
other. Well,
this
is what happened to me. We were having, 3 days on, 3 days off, so we were in our 3 days on, and he was talking marriage, and then we had dinner that night, and we were talking, and then he just casually mentioned that he was going to go to the Flaccid Sultan's house on Saturday, which is today, to help him out. And then I had a reading with you, Deb.
Yeah.
No, actually, I went to bed, and then I thought, I wonder if he's telling me the truth, if that's just some kind of a party thing. And
really
then I got up in the morning, and I thought, I wonder if that's a party thing that they're having. Because he lies by omission a lot of times. You know, like he will.
That is a lie.
It is.
That is an out-and-out lie.
That is a lie, but that is one of the most popular lies that all humans do on this planet,
yes.
Even good people, bad people, any kind of people. A lot of people. Everybody lies by omission, but that was right. It's a lie.
Yeah, and in the past, when my grandson arrived here this last visit, I told him, I said, we could go walking with you to the park. And he was going to go walking. He said, no, don't wake him up. I said, he's already awake. He's all ready to go. He said, no, he's too tired from the trip. Then come to find out, he was not walking to the park. He was walking beyond the park. He was walking to the coffee, and he just didn't want me to come. So I stopped talking to him for like a couple of days. And then then we did talk, and I said, look, and I said, when you do that kind of stuff, you don't have to punch a clock with me. You don't have to explain your every movement. But you could just say, I said, even a girlfriend would tell me, I don't want you to come with me. I want to be by myself, or I want to go to the coffee. I said, that's, and then we got into semantics. He said, oh, I have to tell you every move. I said, no, I don't need to hear every move. No, I don't need to hear that. But I said, but a girlfriend, he keeps telling me, he says, I'm a guy. I'm not a girlfriend. And I just, So then we made up, and then we were back in business again. And so the thing, when he said he was going to Flaccid Sultan, I thought, I wonder if he's lying by omission. And that was my problem. So I withdrew. I withdrew. I wouldn't have anything to do with him. And then he's gotten pissed, and it's turned into a volcano where he's just mad at me now. And then he said, no, I'm having dinner by myself. When I invited him, I said, what are we having for dinner? What are we going to do for you?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You have the cards. I have no cards. I have one, but it's not this.
But if it was, say, going to be a poker game or...
That was an example. That was just an example, probably not poker.
Well, a lot of times men will make and women too. I don't know. We women do women things. You know, we meet with a bunch of women and we have drinks and talk about guys and
talk about penises and tampons and stuff like that.
Where we don't have to worry about inviting you because you're not going to want to come.
We don't want to listen to you guys talk about penises and tampons. No, we don't want to be there.
So, but a guy, he might worry she'd want to tag along to wherever it was he was going. So
there are guys that, you have the ones that are like, are broken, the guys will want to tag along with a chick too, the ones they don't ever want them to have friends and
stuff. Because they don't trust them.
Stalker type.
Yeah.
I want to say stalker, but the super controlling freaks, and both sexes have that. They're both, guys more so you hear about, but there's
women. Well, I'm certainly not.
Yeah.
I'm certainly not going to tell him about last night. I mean, hell no. I didn't do anything with anyone. I didn't meet anyone. But I had a good time. I had a very pleasant time, and I was flying solo. And when I was leaving one establishment, the guys wanted me to sit down with them.
Sure.
And I looked at them, and I thought, oh, I don't know, they're kind of young. But I just you know,
you've got,
I don't know.
You've got these men in your cards. I was going to bring that up to you. Where you, these places that you are frequenting, they're trying to figure you out. Because you come in alone and she leaves alone.
Yeah.
She doesn't drink.
Right.
I mean, you could even have a virgin daiquiri or whatever the heck, but it's not drinking on your side, per se.
If it's a good place.
You know what? I'm learning stuff about these bars. This one bar that I went to, they make their own little drink. It's non-alcoholic because they're used to having people come in, I guess, at these different places that are not drinking. I had the best, it was a ginger something, and it was a ginger, I don't know, something, and it was really super sweet, but it had bubbles in it, and it was enjoyable. There was karaoke going on. It was just a sweet, charming place, and the owners were sweet, and the people that were there were sweet, but I was exhausted already. I was tired from, you know, whatever I was doing that day, but I had forced myself, and I got in the car, and I said, okay, I'm going to hit three more places or two more places, and I, you know, made sure that I was filling my quota. And then my last place friend who owns his place, and he said, come back Sunday, there's going to be such and such playing. So it's debatable whether I'll invite the dude next door. I don't know. I might just go enjoy myself.
Well, he seems like so much work to keep him happy, you know, to cater to his needs.
God, he sounds like a female.
Is that how you feel we are?
Yes.
You have to cater to our needs.
You gotta not necessarily cater to your needs, but you gotta orchestrate everything just right, or you get all pissy.
We do
not when you first meet. When you first meet, you women are like guys are on your best behavior, and you let a lot of shit go. When you start getting closer to a guy, then you start not tolerating a lot of shit that you tolerated at first.
Yeah,
and guys probably do too. But I'm just saying. But yeah, that's
you
the
know.
Thing. Yeah.
My girlfriend said to me, the things you notice about a guy, what Jimbo was saying, I think, in the beginning is if you decide to have a relationship with that individual, you're going to notice those very same things later on in the middle of the relationship. Those are the things that are right there front and center. So whatever you're noticing in the beginning and you're overlooking, they become front and center.
She's right.
Yeah.
She's absolutely right. Because unless he's unless they're both pieces of shit. If a guy's on his best behavior and you see a flaw, that's the tip of an iceberg. Like that flaw is going to be bigger than you thought. Because he tried to hide it and he couldn't. So if you say, hey, that's kind of screwed up.
You know.
That's what she just said, basically. That's what she would just say. And her friend told her that. That is a true statement. If you see I just met this guy, and there's a couple of things here that I don't really like, but, you know, we're going to see what happens. Well, he was trying to hide that stuff, and he couldn't because it must be too bad.
It's not, you know, it's not like not liking it. It's just noticing it. Like what I'm starting to notice, and I'm buying more scented candles now because I haven't in the past, but when we go around outside, he farts. You know, and I'd make jokes. I'd say, oh, that smells like marijuana. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, it's okay, we're outside, you're farting, that's fine. But we're in the house and we're in my place, and all of a sudden I'll be smelling something, and I'm thinking, so I've started buying scented candles, and then I asked him the other day, I said, you know, I really need some incense in here. I don't want to. It's too embarrassing.
Is he like a dog and goes outside and eats poop? I mean, what is this? I don't know.
This guy is a retired construction. He's from the trades. You know, he has the other side of him where he's very clean. I mean, he washes himself several times a day. It's abnormal almost.
That is abnormal.
You know what?
No, I mean his face. He washes
when
his face.
Jim,
okay.
Jim farts and blames it on the dog.
I never have done that.
Oh,
Well, see, I don't fart. I don't do that. Do not. I've never done that with a guy until I'm with him for like 10,000 hours or something. But, you know,
I'm glad that she finally clarified it because she was going to say, I'd never do that. I was like, come on. It's part of decomposition is the gas is going to
be
decomposition.
I'm going to have to load up on incense. I got a scented candle from Walmart, and I told him, I said, this candle is not working.
Why doesn't he just excuse himself for a couple of seconds? You know
he might be a farter. He might be a farter.
Well,
some people are farters. You know,
it can be, but you can lay down some laws. You can lay down laws. Hey,
is he getting out
to the bathroom? Step outside. You got two places to go, bathroom or outside. And if you don't do that, then now you go outside and you don't come back.
And I think they're silent farts. They're silent. But you know what? I don't mind having incense here. And, you know, my brothers, we didn't really – I was outside one day at my parents' house a few years back, and one of my brothers was out there with the dogs, and I didn't realize that, and I just let it rip. You know, I went out into the yard, and then I went back into the house, and I walked by my brother, and he was laughing. He was telling everybody, she said, she farted, you know, because I don't do that. I don't do it.
You know, they have a remedy for everything. Why don't they have some kind of suppository that people can say, look it up there.
Get Gas X. That's one of the name brand products, Gas X.
Oh, you know,
I've actually taken that when I've flown airplanes.
My former significant, he told him don't do that because it'll mess up your system, but he didn't like farting around me, and I simply said, you know, it's okay, let it rip, you know, if we're outside, let it rip, I don't care, but make sure open up all the windows if we're inside a car or something, you know. Forgiving, you know, it's just my grandkid will do it, you know, who cares, you know, I tell my grandkid, you know, it's just a natural part of the body. I just don't like when people don't, you know, like he doesn't say anything or he doesn't say, let's open a window or something. Maybe he won't notice.
Your ass, it crawled up your ass inside, you know, because it's so rancid. It's like death.
Well, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. It's just, yeah, I'm thinking, what's going on?
If you're going to buy incense and scented candles, it's that bad.
That's bad.
They might want to be careful about open flame. Methane can blow.
Yeah, don't people.
Yeah, I can't bring myself to do that. I just can't. I mean, I have to know them for 1,000 hours or something. I'll even begin to think about doing something
and
like
forget
that.
About a silent but deadly one because...
No, I can't do it. It's just early childhood training, I guess. Who knows?
God, yeah. And when you're pregnant, oh my God, it has hang time when you're pregnant and you have gas. Oh. Whoa.
Oh, you know, no. When I was pregnant, I would let it rip because I had a husband and he was the father of the child. My husband would say, oh, my God, honey.
That's why there's alcohol.
For the men.
For the men. The men can go drink and smoke. They can go to a pub real quick.
You got
a craving for some ice cream? Let me go get some. And they go to drink. Go to a pub and pound some drinks and smoke cigarettes and bitch with their friends. And then come back with the ice cream. Here's your ice cream. Here you go.
I love potty humor. I love it. I just roll in the aisles. Oh, my God.
TikTok.
Whatever. I don't know.
I think you guys are going to make up again.
Really? The entire planet is shocked to hear this. I am calling 911 right now because I've just had a heart attack. I can't believe I heard that.
Well, we got closer than
to be honest, I thought it was going to be tonight.
That they would make up? Well, it's still early there.
It is, but it doesn't sound like they're on that path tonight.
Bring them some dinner.
It might be a Sunday thing or a Monday thing.
See, I would be a really decent.
Why does she have to do that?
Because it's something they share together.
But why does she have to bring him a dinner?
To make
yeah,
him
look. You know.
Well, it sounds like she's the one that's bending the knee then.
Oh.
I know.
Well,
it's a courtesy. I know. It's not.
That somebody's got to make a move.
Or not. Why does somebody
well,
have to
make a move? Well, he saw me.
Yeah,
he saw me all. See, what I do, I have a whole system. I play rock and roll music very loud. I blast it. I get really dressed. I take, you know, a shower. I put on makeup. I put on different clothes. And then I slam the door. So it's obvious I'm going out. And then he runs to wherever he runs to see me going.
You should play lots of stick music, like Barry White.
And I was
that,
really
that
tired.
Sexual healing and all that stuff. Play a lot of that stuff before you go.
I was going to go out tonight because, like I said, there's a great group. I love that group. But I thought, I am so tired. I can't do it.
Well,
I came home and I made our favorite dishes. I made our favorite dish. It's real simple. You just make hummus in the blender really quick. And I had that. I hadn't eaten all day. And I just, I had that with some vegetables, you know, fresh veggies, dipping it. That was wonderful. Yum, yum. But he didn't get any. He loves hummus.
Bullshit.
What? I love dipping vegetables.
You would not love hummus.
I thought it was something different.
She said hummus.
No, I'm not a hummus dipper.
That's an acquired taste.
Yeah. And what's the other thing?
Yeah, it is. It kind of is, I think. Maybe. Yeah.
I've had some that's okay, but it wasn't like I craved it. It's like, yeah, I can live with it.
No, I know. I started eating it decades ago, and I discovered, well, he doesn't cook, but he does make, he's made hummus. So I started making hummus. Yeah.
Isn't that ground up?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you can eat a can of chickpeas in a blender.
It's like taking something that you don't like little mouse turds. I don't like these little mustards. I think I'll grind it. Well, now they're going to taste much better now that they're ground up. It's like this fucking chickpea tastes like shit. It's not going to taste any better at all. But I've had some hummus that wasn't bad, really. But they add a lot
of
other
stuff. Yeah, and I just loaded it. Yeah, I loaded it up with chili, fresh chili, and what you call it? Oh, onion and garlic and on
go.
And on. Tahini
good.
Sauce.
That's yummy.
Olive
yeah.
oil.
There
then
you
can
go.
Add olive. You can add whatever you want, you know. You can add
sure.
olive. You can add anything you want to it.
Like guacamole.
And, yeah,
plain
it's
guacamole,
like a
salad. Like blah.
It's blah.
It's blah, but when you start adding all that cool stuff, guacamole tastes
yeah,
really
good.
That's
garlic
good for you, too.
Yeah.
I've had people at work
it
have some
great.
Guacamole. And they spiced
yeah.
it up, put a lot of onion and stuff in there, and it was great.
Jalapeno.
Oh, yeah, put onion in it,
too.
Yep.
Jalapenos. Jalapenos are good for you, too.
Or that commercial.
Oh,
TV.
Yeah.
Avocado
yeah.
from Mexico. The avocado commercials.
La, la, la.
Yeah, absolutely. That's commercial.
Well, when you said he was having a beef sandwich yesterday, that made me really hungry.
They're good.
For that.
I don't think you want to have his beef sandwich. He's not a cook.
He's not a cook? Ew.
Not really. He hits and misses some things, but he does have a discriminating taste. His mother cooked everything was from scratch, and his,
oh.
you know, and they're Italiano, and so he knows his way around the kitchen. He knows, you know, he'll say, no, I don't like that, or he'll say, don't put too much of that in there, or don't put that in there. You know, he's a perfectionist when it comes to hummus. You know, like I put some tomatoes in there, because I put too much salt. And he said, and the next time I made it, he says, don't put all that stuff in there that you put in there last time. And but he says it nicely, you know. So anyway, mm-hmm. you know. And then we go out to Indian food restaurants, you know, and he likes his, I kind of like it too, but.
Oh, I love
you
Indian
food. I know, isn't it?
Yeah. Tandoori
chicken.
Tandoori chicken
is some
badass
stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When it's done right. We've gone
we went to
a real cheap place, and I didn't care for, you know, he says, well, keep coming back here. And I said, well, why don't we try a different place? Because. You know, I think a different place would cook it. Yeah. It just didn't taste like, I said, I'd like more herbs on mine. I'd like it a little tastier. There's something missing.
Yeah. No, wood smoke flavor.
And that bread they make. Oh, my
God. Oh, the naan.
That naan. The naan.
That
oh,
is some good
naan,
shit,
yeah.
boy. That is the best bread on this planet. Well, that type of bread is really good. I mean, garlic bread is good, too. But, yeah, that naan is good shit.
Yeah.
And curry goat. You may not like your goat. Curry goat's pretty tasty.
Is it?
Yeah.
Lamb balls. Lamb meat when they're made right. At this place, you get them right.
That sounds
yummy.
Good. That sounds yummy. All right, now that we're all getting starved and hungry now.
You're going to make everybody eat now.
Yep. Well, it's really for her, so it's a good time for her to be hungry.
Now, is that what you're eating for today? You're not having anything
No,
else?
You know what? I put it in the oven earlier and just slow. I love ribs. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I just love them. And so then we have them for several days, you know, and I just load it up with carrots and apples and onions and garlic and chilies and let it. I put it in the oven this time around and just let it roast a little. And then we have it for several days. And I'm just going to give them half the ribs, which I usually
do. It sounds like they're pork ribs. Not beef ribs.
Yeah, and sweet potatoes. I put sweet potatoes in there and just every vegetable I can sink in there. You're right, they are pork. I love pork ribs. Who knows?
Oh, yeah, they're better.
I love them.
Pork ribs are better.
The beef ribs are different.
Beef ribs, I think you have to really, 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 really cook them way long and treat them to tenderize them.
Everybody
and stuff.
Stop
yep.
talking.
All right.
Unless I'm blocked, too.
No, it's not. It's, well, Deb?
Well, yeah.
I think it is that time.
I think it is.
Lisa has taken us to the finish line.
So, Lisa,
yes.
I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. It may bring a show.
No, we don't.
We don't know.
It's 50-50 right now.
Yeah.
It is a coin toss. All right. Well, thank you so very much.
Yes.
And now that you got all our appetites spiked, so now we got to figure out what we're going to
We got to run out and get something.
We got to figure out the food stuff now that you got us all freaking hungry as hell. That does sound great.
You got to fit in your title or byline somewhere cooking.
I know. Food is the most wonderful.
Cooking.
That's what else? Water.
There's wonderful and then things you need to survive. I mean, you got to have food and water to survive.
Food and water.
Actually, you don't have to have to survive, but that's your dessert. You know, but It is indeed it is.
You know, Lisa, if you get to go out, you ought to put your face next to the wall that you share, and you should go, oh, right there, yes. Oh, my God.
She'd have to really set it up.
Don't stop.
She would have to really set it up.
You know, Deb, you've never seen it, but I worry that something might happen if I don't know. I don't want to go down that path. But right now when I call, you know, he sounds irritated. And then I just hope if I do meet someone else, you know, that there's no War of the Roses going on.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not seeing that.
Okay, good.
You know, and there have been times in the past, but the two of you might get sick of each other at the very same time. If you think about it.
Well, that's actually as good as it sounds. That would be a perfect scenario if you're going to break up with both people mutually agree.
Yeah.
And there's no hard feelings. There's no spite or hard feelings.
I always felt Lisa would be the one
to. Yeah, but I'm saying, even if the other person was already kind of there then it's uneventful. Nobody's freaking out and doing crazy shit. But yes. All right. Thank you so very much, my dear Lisa.
Thank you so very much.
We'll put you back on the mute, but we did not hang up because that would be rude. All right, you ready, Deb?
Yes, I'm ready.
There we go again.
Yeah,
it was a good fun show. Good night, sweetheart.
Well,
I hate to leave you, but I really must say, whoa, good night, sweetheart.